There are two primary qualities that develop with spiritual practice and opening of the subtle realms. The first is viveka, being able to distinguish the real from the unreal. And from viveka comes vairagya, the ability to form true detachment. Viveka is knowledge of the vast true nature of self, of your own self, and of all beings. Viveka gives knowledge of the one eternal essence, with realization that all beings are of one essence, one unchanging essence, comes freedom from attachment. That is vairagya. Attachment is a very important aspect of spiritual life, one that has been struggled with by people in so many cultures, in so many different ways, who want to realize God and want to step out of the network of suffering that is part of human life. So people take sannyas, they become celibates to avoid their sexual attachments. They attempt to detach themselves from interpersonal relationships that make them attached to another person. But this type of attachment can lead to dryness in the heart, which does not necessarily benefit spiritual life. There are aspects of it that can be beneficial, but there are aspects that can cause dryness, separating oneself from love, which is the opposite of spiritual life. So there are those who attempt to, either through sannyas or through lifestyle, detach themselves from relationships in which they might form attachment. They might form love, which causes them to be attached to another person, an animal, a plant, anything, a position. But that attachment becomes usually directed then to attachment to one's position, to one's status. So that attachment does not end the desire. It simply takes one attachment to people, and places the attachment to position, to status, to ideas, for some to power. It is natural when you live in a human body, to feel alone and isolated in your physical form, and then to have others in your life who break that isolation in your physical form, who make you feel that you're connected, whole. First, there is the mother. The mother's love is everything to the young child. It's what makes their life whole. And the father who protects and shelters them and loves them. Then as they grow, there is the lover, the wife, the husband. Attachment is natural to human life. It's natural for people to want to be close to each other. This is the natural evolution. For when you feel that you are embodied, you naturally also feel that you want to move beyond embodiment. You want to feel that connection, that wholeness, and you find it in another being, mother, father, sister, brother, friends, family, and as you grow, your partner, your husband, your wife, your children, you find that love. And that love becomes so important, that connection you have to people. Unless you detach yourself from that connection and put your attachment into things or into position or power. But as long as you maintain the natural human inclination, you will become attached to other people. You will love them. And the word attachment and love become interwoven because you love them, you want to be near them, you feel pain in separation from them. But now you are a yogi, you are doing meditation, you have done meditation perhaps a long time, and you still find you have these attachments to people you love. This is natural. This is the natural human inclination. So then why does yoga emphasize viragya, detachment? What is the reason that there would be interest in detachment from this world, from form? And there is a simple answer to that, and that is, of course, viveka. When you come to deep realization that the love you feel for those you are attached to, the love you feel for parents, for children, for partner, those for friends and family, those, that same love is the natural force that glues the whole universe together. And that as a spiritual being, you are not limited to the physical form that you abide in. You are vast because you are interwoven and interconnected with the entire network of life. When your heart opens to this network of life, when you realize that you are a part of God, you are a part of the infinite, you are a part of the whole of living existence, you are a part of consciousness, of being. When this realization comes to you, then you become aware that there is nothing outside of you, that you are not limited to a physical body, and that the love you have felt with others is a small part of a vast, vast love that is essential to your own nature, that you are a part of. You are not bound in a body. So that the love you share with your family and your friends becomes a love that goes to all living beings and is beyond form, is just a love you feel in the essence of your own soul. You feel the bliss of your connectedness to the whole. This is the expansion and fulfillment of love. And it does not mean that you love anyone less. You love them more. But as your understanding, as your heart feeling of this knowledge, this true knowledge of your own nature, of the nature of all that is, of your connectedness, grows in you, there comes a point where the realization is love cannot leave you. Love cannot be stolen away, even by death. Love is eternal and immortal. And your essence is eternal, is immortal. The love you are is part of the love that is everywhere, in everyone.